Chapter 5. They arrived at the track. They were about 2 kilometers from the tunnel. There were no enemy soldiers here.
"Why aren't there any soldiers here?" said Billy.
"They are all at the tunnel," said Sam.
"But it doesn't feel right," said Billy. "There are no soldiers here at all."
Sergeant Farrell stopped suddenly.
"Don't move," he said. Mike quickly stopped behind him.
"Why are we stopping?" said Alf, who was behind Mike.
"Now I know why there are no soldiers here," said Sergeant Farrell.
"Look!"
There was a sign about 5 meters away. There were 3 words on it.
"Danger! Keep out!"
"We are in trouble now," said Alf.
"That sign means there are mines around here. It is a minefield."
"That's why there are no soldiers," said Billy.
"They don't need soldiers. They have put bombs under the ground. If we step on one, we are dead."
The men looked at each other. Then they looked into the darkness. It was night. They were in the middle of a wide field. There were bombs all around them, hidden in the ground. The railway track was 200 meters away.
"How can we get to the track?" said Alf.
"It is too far, and there are too many of us. Someone will step on a mine. We will all die here."
"Will you stop saying that?" said Mike. "Stop saying we will all die."
"No one will die," said Sergeant Farrell. "I have been your sergeant for a long time. Nobody has died, and nobody will die. We will all go home together."
But Dave was worried. Dave was the quietest man in the team. He was a kind man and looked after the men when they were injured. He hated the army. He wanted to leave and become a nurse.
"Alf is right," said Dave. "We can't escape this time."
Sergeant Farrell was angry. He liked his team, but he did not like this talk.
"Don't talk like that," he said. "Nobody will die here. It is my job to keep you safe. You will all get home. I promise to keep you safe."
Then he stepped out into the minefield.